Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Just love your passive aggressiveness with Stuart there, slamming your coffee mug on the table. Because we've compromised. William's not allowed his coffee mug on the table during the main episode, but during the weekend release he is. And he just went, oh, it's a weekend release.
Well, I don't think that's how it came across.
You're top of the leaderboard for petty points. Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week.
Jordan, all you have to do on this podcast is read. That's all we ask of you.
And how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas. Go on then, smart ass. What have you got for us this week?
Well, Chairman Emeritus Stewart, or CES for short, I use a different acronym, sent us an article about the top things people listen to whilst training for a marathon.
Oh, wow, okay.
And according to the article, new research has revealed that we, at Help I Sexed My Boss, are in the top 10 most listened to podcasts for London Marathon 2024 entrants.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really good.
Yes. Did we come in on pole position? No. We came in at the prestigious number 9.
Oh, okay.
But I'll take that.
Oh, I'm just looking at it here. So number 10, we've got the High Performance Podcast.
We were above the High Performance Podcast. They should be called the Middle to Low Performance Podcast.
Number 9 is Help I Sexed My Boss.
Yes.
Running Channel Podcast is 8. Parenting Health, 7. The Girls' Bathroom,
no apostrophe.
That, 6. No. The Joe Rogan Experience, 5. Shag Married Annoyed, 4. Off Menu, 3. Newlyweds, 2. And Diary of a CEO.
Number one. Congratulations.
Okay, well, if you're listening to us now and doing the marathon, keep going. Keep going. Run. And William will be on the finish line rubbing Vaseline in on thighs and nipples. Oh, have you ever had runner's nipple?
No, because I don't really do running.
Oh, God. It's horrible. I got a runner's nipple plaster once.
Is that different from a normal plaster?
It's just a plaster.
Right.
With an extra quid on.
Okay.
Because they say runners.
Yeah, of course.
And when I was running loads in lockdown, and I ripped it off, honestly, I thought my nipple ran over end up plaster. It was agony. But yeah, you get a lot of chafing on the thighs as well.
Do you?
Yeah, that's thighs if you're in Wigan, not your eyes.
Right. Why do you think people listen to us to help with marathon training?
Because we take the mind off it. See,
really?
I can't really listen to podcasts when I'm running.
No,
I
started
like music.
To listen to, what was I listening to? I think I was listening to Jonathan's Three Counters show, or it might have been one of our weekend releases in the gym, and lots of people write
Can
in.
You listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
One of us has got to.
I listen. I do.
It was something funny, and lots of our G&D Divas have written in saying that they listen to us in the gym, and I couldn't breathe.
For laughing?
Yes, I couldn't. I had to stop.
Say something funny now to anyone that's working
out.
Oh,
no, don't. No, don't. You can't.
Think of something really funny.
I can't just do it on the spot.
You are. You're a performing monkey now. Welcome to my world. Come on. Let's make someone laugh who's in the gym.
Are you still in that world?
Just about. Clinging on.
Talking of Vaseline.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't used it for a while. No. But when I had the cold a few weeks ago, as documented in Alfriston, as you said, through the interconnecting door, you could hear me blow my nose numerous times.
You had a few blowing sounds.
Vaseline, oh, you wouldn't have done, not that weekend. Vaseline very helps the nose because, you know, your nose goes a bit raw because you're blowing your nose so much.
Get that Sudafed sniffer.
Mikey so good. Is obsessed with the Ulbasoil one.
What one's that?
Oh, it's the same sort of concept, that minty thing. He is using it so much. He's addicted to it. I think he's got a mental illness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Thought of that in bed last night.
They're really good. You have to get, so if you've got a blocked nose right now, invest in one of those nose sniffers. Honestly, it's great. You like, it's like being on Wolf of Wall Street. I have two sniffs like, whoa, I'm back. Yeah, bitches.
Yes.
Give you a bit of a buzz.
Lovely. Mm. Well, that's good to know. Well, well done to all the marathon people.
You can do it.
You can finish.
You can finish your marathon. Yeah. Would you ever run a marathon?
Absolutely not.
I'd like to one day.
Really?
But it's the training, isn't it?
I just can't be bothered. There's just so many other things to do. I mean, I know they're all raising for charity.
No, that's not nice.
No, they're all raising for charity, and that's fantastic. But I've said this before. I'll say it again. Just have a bake sale. Save yourself the bother. You can probably raise more. Most people would want a cake. They're not that fussed about sponsoring
you. I'm going to look into it, but can you still drink whilst training for a marathon?
Probably not.
All and bother. Because, like, if I can still go out on a Saturday and have a few Guinness.
Depends. Have you ever done a half marathon?
I've done a 10K. I mean, I run 10K twice a week.
Oh, get you.
I usually run twice a week.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've normally got the runs twice a week.
It's literally like doing a podcast with a scaffolder sometimes for you. Honestly. These days, you would put the hairiest arse, boldest, meanest looking...
It's because I have spent too many years with you.
Scaffolder. No offense to any scaffolders.
You're becoming more like me and I'm becoming more like you.
I know.
Complete identity crisis.
Right.
Now, you might have seen on our socials recently that after seeing the Merriam-Webster list of names to describe a group of animals, we asked everyone what a group of G&Divas should be called. I think it's called a collective noun. Lots of you thought we should be called a gaggle. Of G&Divas.
I like that one. Is this like when a group of...
It's like a gaggle of geese.
Yeah. Oh, is that where that comes from? Or what's a herd of cows?
A pack of wolves.
A pack of wolves, a herd of sheep.
Yes.
What's the other ones for foxes?
A cabinet of arseholes, that sort of thing. And an igloo of G&Divas. Why?
Iglooing.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I had a complete mental break there. Right. Amy suggested... says a lot about Amy. A gangbang of G&Divas.
I think gangbang of G&Divas is...
I don't think...
A gang of G&Divas.
In a similar vein, Ben, maybe producer, said a fist of G&Divas.
That also works.
Yeah?
There was a fist of G&Divas there.
We've got some other options. Emily went for a tumbler of G&Divas. Mm-hmm. Adding some pizzazz, Kyle suggested a glitter of G&Divas. I like that. Or a sparkle. Mandy thinks it should be an omnipotence of G&Divas.
What's he got to do if he can't get it up?
Well, you said this a few weeks ago.
I was joking.
And actually what you meant, someone messaged, I can't remember where you messaged, and I'm sorry I've forgotten where you put this. What you meant, I think, last week when you were talking about me is omnipresence, not omnipotent.
No, I meant omnipotent.
Omnipresence is when you are everywhere. Omnipotent is all-knowing.
Oh,
I am fairly omnipotent as
you're
well.
You're omnipresence.
Yeah.
You're like... certain people on the telly.
Rylan.
No, we Alison like Rylan. Hammond. No. You like, who's always
I
on
like the... Rylan and Alison Hammond.
Yeah, I know, but you like Bradley Walsh. Oh. Omnipresence.
Sorry, I have just been told by our fantastic production team, that the omnipresence, omnipotence thing was Russell from Desborough.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, Russell
Where's
from Desborough.
Desborough?
It's in Northamptonshire,
oh, okay.
I believe, off the top of my head. Brian, who's a fellow Keeping Up Appearances enthusiast, said a bouquet of G&Divas. I like that.
Yeah, but
I think it should be a bouquet of bucketheads.
You've got a bouquet of bucketheads, yeah. Because
yeah.
That's
I'm
your other
steal
podcast.
That for
you call
the,
them bucketheads,
my favourite
yeah.
podcast. Adam thinks we're a liability of G&Divas. And the winning one comes from Emily and Andrew, who say we are a shoebox of G&Divas.
No, I think we go for a gangbang of G&Divas. A gang.
And how about this?
A gang of G&Divas. That works, doesn't it?
Well, a shoebox is good because, of course, a shoebox has made us relatively reputable.
Why?
The dildo in the shoebox.
Oh, under the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the one when my dad found the poo in the shoebox.
Well, there we go.
We've done lots of shoeboxes, haven't we?
Yeah, we're like Clarks. This next one is from, and again, it's another name I'm not going to be able to pronounce. Giustino.
Guistino.
Guistino.
You know.
Hi, William and Jordan. I just wanted to shed some light and help a fellow G&D Diva on the story about their friend getting flashed by a camera in his ex-girlfriend's car.
Oh, yeah, he was getting a... he was having Cunny Ryanair.
What?
No, that's the other way around, isn't it?
Cunny Aer Lingus, you mean. Basically, the important word here is flashed. When you get caught speeding, the majority of the time you're flashed from behind. It happens. Therefore, the photographic evidence can only be a photo of the car from behind. It'll catch the car's registration with the time and date attached. You cannot be flashed from the front because if you are flashed from the front, it can distract or startle the driver and cause an accident. The only time it is valid from the front is if it is a speed camera van that caught him, the ones you see parked up at the side of the road, and they do not flash. So to put it in a nutshell, if the ex-girlfriend wanted to see the picture, she would only see the car and not who was in it. Hope this helps.
Yeah, but it's a lot of these days the cameras are very, I mean, they can see what you've had for your tea, some of these cameras.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd see anything. Just think about it. Picture the back of a car.
Yeah, but if they've got it from the sunroof or the...
I don't think, no, they're not. It's not a drone. It's not an above shot. It's a shot from behind.
The moral of the story is just don't get sucked off in a car.
No.
No.
I think there are better places.
Yeah.
Well, there are anywhere.
Yeah.
But not there.
And you're bound to get caught. So that's the moral of the story.
But thank you for reassuring that, G&D Diva, that hopefully it's all going to be fine. And actually, maybe after that 2 weeks has passed, we said a few weeks ago when that went in the Tuesday episode, they've got a couple of weeks to catch you. Let us know how that played out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did the photo come through? Did you see anything? Did your ex-girlfriend know? That would be nice to know. This is from Kimberly. Hi, boys. I was listening to you talking about the Gooch on the way to work today and have never laughed so much. We need to get out more. I never knew what this meant until my husband told me. We bought my daughter a pony called Gucci, and not loving the name, my daughter and I used to call her Gooch for short. My daughter chose it and I thought it was cute. We were at a show jumping competition, and whilst my daughter was jumping, I was screaming, "Go on, Gooch!" from the stand, surrounded by loads of people, and my husband looking horrified whilst nudging me to shut up. I asked why he was so distressed, so he explained what a gooch was. I nearly died. We had been calling her it for months. So I've been shouting, "Come on, Gooch," when she was in the field, and telling her she's a good gooch, a lovely gooch for fucking months. Not just me, but my 11-year-old daughter too. What must people have thought? Safe to say, we didn't go to certain show jumping venues for a while. Love the show, Kimberly.
Wow, did you not know what a gooch was, Kimberly? Everyone knows it's the gooch.
Maybe she's American, she called it the taint.
The taint? There's other bits for it, isn't there?
I think there is a medical name, but I forget what that medical name is.
Let's public service here.
Okay.
The perineum.
Oh, yes, I did know that.
Yeah, also called the taint, the grundle, or gooch.
The grundle?
Yeah, it's a diamond-shaped area.
Diamond?
Oh, region in both. It can be found in both males and females between the pubic symphysis. Aren't they the...
That's a band, isn't it?
I know, I thought that. Don't they do it with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra? The pubic symphysis. Rule Britannia, Britannia, rule.
Lovely.
The pubic symphysis. I'm sure I learned about that with plants.
Right. Photosynthesis.
Oh, right. That's what I'm thinking of. There's somewhere else. It's called the Summit Bridge as well.
Urban Dictionary.
Let's just come up with Chiswick Bridge. Or Gooch Street Bridge in Birmingham. The Dragon Spine, yeah. Anyway.
The Dragon Spine?
Yeah.
That's in Hogwarts Legacy, I think.
The Gooch.
Lovely. What a lovely weekend release.
Here we go. Thank you. And sorry to any bands listening called, what are they called? Symphononics?
Philharmonic Orchestras.
Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to. So if that's you, do get back in touch. For more sex ed news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter via sexwithmyboss.com.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.